All right. Here we are, hour number two, and only 45 minutes left of it. Oh, my goodness. It's going by fast already, huh? I have no idea what I'm going to play next. There's nothing queued up. I should know these things. Oh, I know. Let's do this. We have brand new music. Brand new music. We've had brand new Nathan in the first hour. In hour number two, brand new music from Miss Lucinda Williams. Whoa, how about that, huh? She's got a brand new record out. It's called West. And if I can find it, we'll play something from it. I had it here just a moment ago. Come on, where'd it go? Okay. It's hiding on me. Look at that. Look at all these CDs I got. There's not that many. Here we go. Here's one. We're going to play two songs from the new Lucinda Williams record. I don't know. I predict it's not going to get great reviews only because it's a little more laid back than her last one. It's more along the lines, I guess, of Essence, although it's not nearly as, steamy as that one was, I suppose, is the word. But it's in the sort of the laid back mode of that record. I was awfully fond of that record personally. I was a big fan of Essence. A lot of people weren't. So, nuts to you people. I don't know. I think I like the sounds of this one too. Who knows? But, let's start it up. Will we? This is a song. What is this song called? I don't know. I put it in the CD player. I have no idea what this thing's called. Did I write it down? I don't think I did. No, I didn't. I don't know what this song's called. Figure it out for yourself. But it is from the new album, West. This is Lucinda Williams. Thank you.
Portmore, you shine for you stand. And the more I think on you, the more I think wrong. If I had you now as I had once before, all the lords in old England would not purchase Portmore. Oh, Bonnie, Portmore, I'm sorry to see such a woeful destruction of your ornamentry. For it stood on your shore for many a long day, till the long boats of Antrim came to float it away. All the birds in the forest, they bitterly weep, sing, where will we shelter? Where will we sleep? For the oak and the ash, they are all cut and down, and the walls of Bonnie Portmore are all down to the ground. Oh, Bonnie Portmore, you shine. Stand. And the more I think on you, the more I think long. If I had you now as I had once before, all the lords in old England would not purchase Portmore.
This is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twain Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
Take my joy, I want it back. You got no right to take my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Baby, in Slidell, I find my joy. Maybe in Slidell, I find my joy.
Cindy Williams, recorded live in 1998. Yes, indeed. That comes from a full concert you get in the deluxe edition of Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, just released last year. You get a couple of bonus cuts, plus a whole live show, which is pretty sweet. Pretty sweet indeed. Before that was a sea shanty. Yes, a sea shanty from the album Rogues Gallery. A little number called Bonnie Portmore. Lucinda Williams, produced by Hal Wilner, who, by the way, produced the brand new Lucinda Williams album called West, which we heard a track from before that called What If. Now, I know I said I was going to play two songs from that album, but due to technical difficulties, I can't. I'm gonna kick my computer when I get home. I'll kick it once for you, too. So we'll hear that second song from the new Lucinda Williams album next week. I think it's still a little while before the thing is officially out. I believe it comes out on the 13th of February. Yes. But we heard What If from the album. We'll hear something else from it next week. Be here for that. Yes, indeed. You know what I was watching the other day is this new Marah thing. It's a DVD/CD. You get a CD. You get like it's not a real long thing. It's like it's a live thing. You get like a half hour live CD. The thing though is the DVD. It's a whole show from Spain. The neat thing about it was actually recorded by some fans. Marah initially had nothing to do with the thing. It was just some big fans over in Spain. Were such big fans, they decided to film this show, and they used like multiple cameras and stuff. It was all, I guess, I'm sure the band must have given the thumbs up to do it, but they're a talented bunch of amateurs anyhow, because they put this thing together, and it's pretty amazing, really, for some, you know, from some schmucks who were just fans and wanted a show for themselves. But and they gave a copy to the band, and what the heck, the band figured, hey, this is cool, let's put it out, and they did. And it's great. The neat thing, though, is all the bonus stuff on it. There's a half dozen, at least, little bonus clips besides the full show. And there's one that's just super, super cool. It's a cover of an old Faces song. And it's introed by, what's the guy's name? It's by an author who actually toured with him for a while. Now, if I can't remember this author's name, which, it's not coming to me. Oh no! It's I'm gonna look it up on the internet. You know what? That's what I'm gonna do because come on! I just can't believe I forgot this guy's name. It's the guy who wrote About a Boy, and he's a big famous author. What's that guy's name? And he wrote a book. He wrote that book about the record store. Here I'm typing right now. This is professional radio, huh? Yeah, indeed. Let's see if we can find out. Who's that guy? Come on. Nick Hornby, that's his name. Nick Hornby wrote that book, and he's a huge Marah fan, crazily enough, old Nick. And he actually toured with the band for a while. He would do some sort of spoken word thing before their show, and by the looks of the clip that's on this DVD during the show, is there's this great bit where he gets up there and he's talking. It's hard to understand him because he's one of these British guys with a thick accent, and the recording isn't like super primo professional recording, but it's so cool you got to watch it. But it's, you know, the audio ain't quite there. You got to really struggle to hear this guy through his accent. It's neat, but you can for the most part. And he tells this great story about going to see the Faces when he was a little kid, and it's a hilarious, great little touching little crazy story that he tells. You gotta hear it for yourself. And then Marah is there, and they launch into this old Faces song, this great old song, and we're gonna hear the original version of it right now. And then we're gonna hear some Marah, a song that they do on the live DVD, an old Willie Nelson nugget. Yes, indeed. And then I think maybe we'll even play something from the new Willie Nelson album, this thing that's produced by Ryan Adams. I haven't listened to this thing yet myself. I think we need to hear the Graham Parsons cover. I need to hear it. And we're going to do just that. But to get us there from way back in the 70s, he's coming to town, apparently, but we don't care. Rod Stewart. This is Rod Stewart's old band. He ain't singing this one, though. Thank goodness. Although he could sing we won't say what he could sing just like, because it's a bad word. But he could do it back then. But Ronnie Lane was also in here, and he was certainly the heart and soul of the band, no matter how awesome Rod was at the time. But Ronnie wrote this song, and he sings it himself, and it's called Debris.
2, 3, 4. Left you on the debris. footsteps at the front door. And that old familiar love song. Gosh, you knew you'd find me waiting there. At the top of the stairs. Trouble at the depot with the General Workers Union. And you said they'll never change a thing. Well, they won't fight and they're not working. Left you on the debris. Now we both know you got the money. And I wonder what you would have done without me. We'll be right back.
do it again.
I'm Mark Colley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars.
And you're listening to both kinds of music on Twang Thrust.
CKUW.
95.9 FM.
It was $1,000 wedding. Supposed to be held the other day. With all the invitations sent. Young bride went away. And the groom saw people passing notes, not unusual, he might say. Well, flowers for my baby. You'd like to see her, me, oh my. Why ain't there a funeral if you're gonna have that way? Maybe a funeral. Saw the traces of old lies still on their faces. Why don't someone just spike his drink? Why don't you just do him this some old way? Supposed to be funeral. It's a bad, bad. Flowers for the girl. She only knew she loved the world. Why ain't there one lonely heart with one sad note to play? There's supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. There's supposed to be a funeral.
Ryan Adams and the Cardinals behind the boards and on the instruments there. Backing up Mr. Willie Nelson on his brand new record, Songbird. And that, of course, the Graham Parsons classic, Thousand Dollar Wedding. Before that, recorded live in Europe, Mara. Their new CD/DVD is called Sooner or Later in Spain. And on it, you can watch them do that Willie Nelson song, On the Road Again. That's not actually where we heard that from. That was a bootleg, and it was, the sound was a little lacking there. It's not near as lacking on the actual DVD. So some apologies there. It's a soundboard recording, but it was... That's the problem with soundboard recordings. You always miss out on a couple of instruments that are, you know, sound better in the room, but they keep them low in the mix because of amps and stuff. Anyways, sounded pretty rocking regardless. And the Faces before that. From A Nod Is As Good As A Wink, we heard Debris, or Debris, depending on your accent. Well, look at that. Show's almost over. 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left. What are you doing this weekend? There's lots to do. But Saturday night's the big night. Crescentwood Community Center, Cordon and Rockwood, that's the place to be. The annual Winter Carnival social thing that they've done for the last couple of years continues. It's going to be another frigid night, as is the tradition. The Hatcher Briggs Band. Now, these guys, if you don't know, you know, you should know. If you don't know, they go way back. They go way back to the middle 70s. They're like Winnipeg's original New Wave combo. And they were so New Wave that they didn't like being called New Wave. That's how New Wave they were. And we're going to go, a few years after, you know, New Wave was pretty much over by the time that their original band, The Fuse, called it quits. And then they started up, the same bunch of guys started up, The Six. And they used to always be hanging out in the basement of the Hotel Fort Garry when it was called Broadway's. Yes, indeed. And they sounded a little something like what we're about to hear. But they're going to be playing this Saturday at Crescentwood. Local institutions, for Pete's sake. I'm not sure how many Hatcher Brothers will officially be there this year. You might see an extra one, and you know who that is. So keep your fingers crossed. But regardless, here they are now. Recorded live at Broadway's in the Hotel Fort Garry. This is The Six.
Roger recalled that just before they came to tear the house is down. When I give you this ring that I have found, that face so gray, you know I didn't mean no harm. Why was the boy who called this man to your arm? Who said screw your charm? Come on, come on, I said that you would rock me. Come on, come on, I'm coming to collect now. Come on, come on. The day's gone, night's coming on. Then your daddy drove you so far away, I didn't have no time. So make good on that promise and make your mind. And I sent you a letter and I'm thinking that you threw it away. Said that I wasn't planning on coming for you someday. Well, this is it. Come on, come on, say that you're rocking me. Come on, come on, I'm
Danny Michelle, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in the Peg.
Thank you. She's been acting like a high skirt. No, she's just been a floozy. No, you couldn't ask for more. All stretched out in the jungle of your bedroom. Smiles as you're moving for the kill. You think she looks a fool? The way she looks at you. But she's got a tongue in her cheek. Doctor said no hope for your son. Not a thing that can be done. He's telling everyone to put away the gun. And our lucky ones. Now she's got a tongue in her cheek. Lying on her satin sheet. Now she's got a tongue in her cheek.
Another Twang Trust episode has wound down. That, of course, was the Six. That's what they were called at the time. These days, it's the Hatcher Briggs Band, and they'll play in Crescentwood Community Center this Saturday night. What was that one? That was Satin Sheets, of course. David Briggs coming to collect. David Briggs and Jeffrey Hatcher. Paul Hatcher on drums. Little brother Donnie on various things. And all them fellas, hopefully, will be there Saturday night. Next week on the Twang Trust, It'll be Fun Drive Eve. Holy moly. We'll have to spring some details on you next week. Be here for it, huh? Yeah.
Then move the trees. The copses nod. Wings flutter. Voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale, all armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far.